This is Heavy Conversation with Bruce and Jody, a podcast where we talk about being a big guy in today's world.
I'm Bruce.
And I'm Jody. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, Bruce.
Hello, Jody.
Woo!
Wow. My voice just totally gave out on me. It was just fine until right then.
Right.
Just, hello.
We're both going through puberty today.
Oh, man.
So this should be, this will sound great for y'all.
Yeah. So it's been like, I feel like it's been a month, month and a half, maybe more. I had a cold. The cold turned into laryngitis. I had a couple days where I just couldn't talk at all.
Right.
There was a lot of coughing, just a lot of like hoarse, sore throat. This is the best that I've been in weeks. So, yeah, here we are. It felt like it was time. It's been too long since we were able to do another episode. So.
Yeah. And now I've got something.
Yes.
So I was like, I don't care. Let's just do it.
Right.
And it'll sound crazy, but we're
but here. We are.
Yeah. And it took, again, it took me a couple times since we haven't done it in a while to figure out which buttons to hit again. So,
right.
But we're good. We're here, everybody.
Yep.
How's everybody doing? Everybody surviving out there?
I hope so. I hope so. I know it's spring. It's like, as we're recording this, we're right here at May, the beginning of May. And
it's going to be May.
Oh, man. Yes. So we've made it, but it feels like it's flying by already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good or bad, it's flying by.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what all. I did notice you have.
Something has changed.
Something's changed.
Yes. So
it took me like a split second. But then I didn't even say anything after I noticed it. So
that could be a good or bad sign that you didn't notice it, you know?
Well, I was like, you know, when you haven't seen someone, you're like, something's different.
Something's different, but what is it? Yes. So in one of our last episodes, I had mentioned that I was considering shaving my head. And that stuck with me. And I was kind of just at a place where I wasn't loving my hair. I don't have that thick, full hair where I could do a lot with it.
Yeah.
So there aren't a lot of options. And so day before yesterday, I was just like, you know what? Gonna go get it buzzed. So I went into my barber and sat down with him. And he goes, you want to buzz it? Yeah, let's do it. So he started, you know, pretty high. And he said, I'm gonna buzz it down. We'll take a look at it and see if we need to go more. So he did the first round. Definitely needed more because I've got that light, you know, pretty fine hair.
Yeah.
And so it can look patchy if it's not short enough.
Okay.
So when he buzzed it, it looked patchy. Like the light stuff you just couldn't see.
Mm.
The dark stuff was dark and it was like absolutely not.
Yeah.
So
maybe looking a little.
I was
something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I was willing to go to Mr. Clean level if I needed to.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna bick the head.
Yeah.
If that's what it came down to. And it didn't come to that. I mean there's a little hair here. He went down about three more times.
I think it's like the shortest you can get with a clipper without it being like is there like no guard on that or was there like
I think there it was like a 0.5
the very last
he said he could go one more.
Oh wow.
But I think that was probably without the guard.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, it's I went full Travolta. So if you've seen him lately, he's you know
okay
no hair. Although he may have it like totally shaved down. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Actually
I thought maybe you were pulling a Britney.
Yes. Pulling a Britney. Yeah, it's
you didn't go in and just grab the shears and start going at
it.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, Travolta has it shaved. Here, I can show you.
Okay, I have seen that.
Yeah, it is clean shaven. Mine is not that. There are little hairs.
Yep.
But, I mean, you can't see very much.
Yeah, it looks good, though.
It's, I'm glad that I did it, because
have you ever done that before?
I have, but it's been a long time.
Okay.
I'd say
I have never done that.
I'd say a decade or so. So, last time I did it, I knew that I had a head that could probably pull off being bald.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized this time that I'm not a bald man, and this is not a look that I'm going to stay with.
Okay.
I'm glad I did it, because it was one of those things that I couldn't get it out of my head. I kept thinking I need to do this.
Yeah, got
to
do it then.
I wasn't happy with my hair as it was, so something needed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. I still feel like I have hair, you know, so like wind will blow and I'll be like, oh, I need to move my hair back.
My hair is probably messed up.
Yeah. Or I put on a hat and take it off. It's like, oh, you know, all those things. It is definitely different. The convenience factor is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I mean, shampooing very easy, you know, drying, or if, you know, if I'm out doing something and I get sweaty, it's just like, whip your hand on your head and
just wipe it off.
Yeah. And you're good to go. So I like all of that about it. It's just me looking at myself without hair. It's not, you know, it's not the look. It's not what I was going for. It didn't solve the problem that I had. So now I'm going to let it grow back. It'll take a bit of time. Mm-hmm. We'll get there. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be different this time.
Maybe.
It'll grow back completely different.
I do like that. I feel like I can wear different types of hats very easily. I also love the idea. I thought about going to Amazon and buying a bunch of wigs, trying out some different things.
You could. Oh, that would be interesting. Yeah.
If you ever wanted to see what you look like with different hairstyles, here's how you can do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, it's. I'm glad I did it now. It's going to get warm. You know,
maybe in spring. Sometime.
Yeah. Spring in Portland, it'll be warm by like July.
Yeah.
But no, I'm happy I did it. It does feel nice. I like the convenience. It's just, it also is one of those things where you feel like you need a little time to get used to it.
Well, so, yeah. You did it when?
2 days ago.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nothing yet.
Yeah. So, but I'm still, as of now, I'm feeling like it's not quite me. But we'll see.
It looks good, yeah.
We'll see. So that's the big excitement for me of this week, other than getting my voice back.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
always nice. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet in my world, other than being busy at Bearskin as usual, which was nice. We had a good month.
Awesome.
Selling lots of swimwear, guys. So
get
out there and get some swim. Hopefully it'll be warm enough to swim soon.
Yeah.
I know it is in other places, but.
Yeah. You guys gave me some pairs of the orange swim trunks, and they're awesome. I love it's like a super bright, brilliant orange.
Yeah,
and I love that.
I was like, if we're gonna do solids, I want them to be really bright.
Well, that's the thing, is it's so hard to find things that are colorful or interesting prints for big guys in most.
Yeah, we were literally just before this, we were looking at some things, and I was like, I'm not really excited about any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
None of that is very...
Right. Meh. It's like, well, it's nice that this big and tall clothing brand is offering the options.
Yeah.
But we need...
But I'm not excited to buy any of them.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, maybe that one?
Right. It's like it's all the same kind of stuff that we've always had, and that gets old.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm excited to hop in the pool or, you know, hit the hot tub or whatever and be able to... rock these.
You can maybe wear them on a bike ride too. They're versatile shorts, so
you're right, they're quick dry, so you can kind of wear them wherever. I'll have to give that a try.
Yeah
I like that.
I gave you two different sizes to try out and see which one you like.
I
like them. I need to, if it ever warms up, I'll be wearing them a little bit more, but I haven't really gotten a chance quite yet to wear them around. I haven't been anywhere that's been nice enough to wear any swim wear yet.
Yeah.
Even though I keep getting messages and like photos from people, they're like, oh my God, I see you in this ad for Bearskin. I'm like, yep, that's me. All right.
Actually, maybe you can.
That's me.
Maybe you can help me brainstorm. Speaking of warm locales and trunks, trying to figure out a place to go this summer. I want to go somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get away.
Well, there's lots of places in summer.
Yes. it needs to be domestic because it's going to be a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
we've got like a 2-month window where we can take a trip and go somewhere. I'm fine. I mean, probably beachy. Probably. Beachy. Domestic because I'm the only one who has my passport, so...
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, aside from taking, like, a cruise to Mexico, which apparently if you only get off at the ports for those Mexican cruises, you don't have to have a passport.
Yeah, there's some weird loopholes that the
So that cruise is ships on the table. Have.
Cruise. Don't the cruise ships, like, own those towns?
Basically? Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's an option. Like for me, if I was just choosing for myself, probably Hawaii, because I've never been and I would like to go.
Yeah. Before it all burns up.
Yes. New Orleans, because it's been a long time since I've been there and I just want to
go. On the beach?
Well, no beach in New Orleans.
Oh, I was like,
I just want to go to New Orleans because I love New Orleans. And I kind of miss humidity.
Ew.
I know. People who are living in humidity listening to this are like, what?
But I thought it was like weirdly humid the other day just because it had rained and then it got kind of nice. And I was like, ew.
I'm pretty sure.
But it was not very humid.
I'm pretty sure it's one of those things that's like me shaving my head where I think I want this thing. And then when I get to it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
when your shirt's stuck to you
and
you got some chub rub going on, then you'll.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we'll see. So those are the two that really stand out to me. We're not going to do New Orleans this summer. That's just one of those. Mm-hmm. For me, I want to go. I definitely don't want to take children to New Orleans because we could make it fun, but that's not the kind of fun I want to have.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know that I don't know what kids would do.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure there's stuff, but I don't. Sure. Since that's not part of my world, I don't think about. Yeah. I mean, I was like, Vegas, there's lots of everybody thing, but I felt like you guys.
We did Vegas last year, and that was a lot of fun.
Because there's a ton of stuff.
I thought about Palm Springs. I mean, it's hot as Hades in the summer. Yeah.
But it's not a lot of kid stuff.
No,
really.
Shauna and I went for a trip just to get away. I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
And but I mean, they all have pools and stuff.
And it was so hot. It was like 104 in the day. And we were the only ones out during the day.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how you know it's tourists who are there.
Mm-hmm. They're white and they're outside during the day.
Exactly.
They're pale, pale colored.
Yep. So,
I mean, even in somewhere. You know, SoCal or...
Yeah.
I mean, you were just in San Francisco Bay Area, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how the beaches are there. They're probably more...
Yeah, and it doesn't get all that warm.
No, it's kind of chilly.
And I want heat. I want warmth. Okay. So I'm like, Florida?
I mean, that's an option, I guess. I'm not trying to give Florida any of my money.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing is,
unfortunately.
You know, yeah, Florida's kind of been off the list.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, there's a couple of big events that are happening there, and I'm like, I just don't want to.
Right.
I would like to support you, but I don't want to support Florida, unfortunately.
Like, I really want to go back to Key West, you know, and just go down there. Mm-hmm. There are a couple other keys in the middle that I'd like to go to. There's one that I went to as I was just driving down. Happened to stop at this place to stay the night, and they'd let you take their like deck chairs, these plastic deck chairs, set them out in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the water was like, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet high, and you could watch the sunset. It was amazing.
That sounds beautiful. You know?
Yeah. So those kind of things sound fun to me. Was it Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico was another one that I thought of, but Mrs. Sturgill is not so into that for some reason. So.
For some reason.
Yeah. She was like, I don't know. What is there to do there? I'm like, well, it's an island.
There's stuff, I'm sure.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I don't know what's going on down there politically right now. But
yeah, I don't know either.
I haven't been keeping up on that too much.
I feel like I'm kind of talking myself into a cruise.
Oh.
As we talk this through. I mean, Hawaii, again, sounds amazing to me. San Diego was on our list as a place to go. And San Diego would be fun.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. San Diego just doesn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. It feels like a place we could go anytime as opposed to a vacation-y kind of experience. So.
Uh-oh. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think I've never done a big cruise, but I know there's plenty of the family cruises that I think would be fun.
Yeah, we could go.
Because then it's like, the ships themselves are always open. There's always stuff to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our kids would
and they
love
got
that.
Like shows and, you know, water parks and whatevers. And
yep. I did a cruise. I've only done one. And I took a cruise in, I was 24.
Oh,
and
that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and so I went by myself on the cruise. So basically, I had an opportunity come up to do it, and so I just went, and it was phenomenal. We went, I think it was from Fort Lauderdale to Key West, Cozumel, Honduras, Grand Cayman, and then back. And I mean, the whole thing was just amazing. The ship was so cool. All of the ports were amazing. It was just like the best experience ever. Yeah. So I would definitely, I could see doing a cruise, and I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that's this summer sometime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably mid-June.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Only trips I have planned are a couple trips to Chicago to see my friend, and that's kind of it for me this year, I think. I don't have any big things planned. I was hoping to maybe do a little bit more, but we'll see. I mean, things change.
Right.
Sometimes I went to San Francisco very last minute, and I was just like, got a bunch of friends were going, and I got a bug, and I was like, okay, I'm going.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Those can be the most fun, where it's just like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
It was a little more expensive than than it could have been. But
yeah.
Sometimes. And the place I stayed was definitely not a place I would recommend or want to stay again.
Yeah, right.
But, a place to hold all my luggage and to pass out in, it was fine.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, I was like, I just want to be close to everyone else so that it's easy to meet up and figure out what we're doing and not be, across town somewhere to,
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Well, we should probably drink these beers.
Okay.
What do you got over there?
So I have a little known beer from an independent brewery called Miller Brewing Company.
Miller
High Life. And so this beer has been here at Bearskin HQ for quite a while. And then you donated it to me. It came home with me. Was not enjoyed at home. And so I brought it back. And now I'm going to do it. I will say, full disclosure, I had a cough drop before we started.
I know. That's why I was like, it's going to be interesting.
So let's see. Oh, man. The champagne of beers. It is.
Got champagne. Champagne-ier?
Yes. It's.
Why can't I find this on?
I can't tell. You know what? It's also... I probably should have put it back in the fridge instead of just leaving it out on the desk.
Oh, is it like?
It's cool, but it's not cold.
Okay. Well, mine is from Brewery 26 here in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
On Ankeny Street.
Yes.
This one's called Beach Trip. It's a Pacific Pale Ale. I couldn't find it on Untappd, so it must be... Maybe, I don't know what, maybe it's just that new or that small of a brewery that they don't have it on there. I also have a cough drop in, not that it's helping very much.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to save y'all from the hacking and the coughing.
Yes. So we're enjoying these beverages and...
I don't know how I feel about that.
What flavors are you getting? What's happening? That face... Says a lot.
I mean, again, this one's just like a touch. It would have been better colder, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll have to remember that in the future.
It's pretty hoppy, though. I can't tell what the...
Yeah, I had one of those last week, I think, and I found it to be pretty hoppy. I was surprised. It was had a bit of a... packed a bit of a punch. Which I did not expect. Brewery. So, you can follow our beer list, the Heavy Conversation beer list, on Untappd. You'll find it in the show notes. So, wherever you're listening to your podcast, look at those show notes and you can see. We have a lot of beers on that list because we've had a lot of episodes.
It's only got a 38 IBU.
Really? Well, I don't know what's happening there, but I found it
seems
like
it's a lot more than that.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it packed a wallop. I don't know. But yeah, we've got a lot of beers. Light-bodied,
bright, hazy, dry, citrusy.
Hmm. Well, there we go. Maybe it's the citrus. citrusy.
Unfortunately, sorry, Brewery 26. You're going to get a little bit lower rating today, and that's probably more my fault.
Well,
with the cough drop and the lukewarm beer, but
we may just have to
try it again,
or try another one from Brewery 26.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, that's not a good picture, but
yes. So,
our podcast studio is getting overrun with as a storage room today, it looks like.
Yes. Well, you know.
Bjorn's bringing more things into this room.
Well, you never know when you might need
golf clubs or a Christmas tree.
Or a Christmas tree, yeah.
Or ski boots.
Right. There we go.
What else is going on?
What else? Masturbation May.
Oh, that's right. Masturbation May.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You know, I didn't either until I started getting pitches from PR firms and... And such.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the fact that it was Masturbation May and that is a thing.
Mm-hmm,
so,
We were like, what other month could it be? Masturbation May or March?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's basically it. So...
Yeah.
So got pitched on that, some of these companies, you know, trying to sell their wares, but also got a few PR pitches about, let's see, the most sex confident states in the U.S.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, the most sex confident.
Yes. Sexually. Okay. So that's what it said for the topic, for the subject of this email. But it says revealed the top 10 most sexually aware states. So, yes. Let's see. I'm going to go through. I'm not going to read all of this because it's dense.
Yeah.
But the good folks over at joylovedolls.com, do with that what you will, analyzed each state against 7 factors, grouped into 5 categories: safe sex, dating, sexual education, self-pleasure, and fetishes. Results for each category were converted into an overall score out of 100 to determine the ranking.
Okay.
This is
all self-reported?
Like, yes. Stuff?
Okay.
Should I start with number one or should I work?
No, like number five. What's number five? All right,
number five. Number five is, all right, so let's see. Number five is New York with a sex index score of 65.95%.
Okay. Like New York City?
New York is the state that is most.
Oh, state, sorry.
Yes. New York is the state that is most fetish obsessed as the state ranks first out of all states for its monthly fetish searches. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Number four, near and dear to our hearts, Oregon.
Woo!
With a score of 66.02. Let's see. Highest index categories include dating, which placed fourth, safe sex, which ranked sixth, and fetishes at seventh.
Okay.
So.
I can see us up there on that. Yeah.
Yep. Number three, Nevada.
Yeah, okay.
Came in second for being the most eager to date with 9 swinger clubs in the state.
Oh.
And lots of searches for dating sites. 1,946 monthly searches, which doesn't really sound like a lot.
No, I was like, what? Okay.
For dating sites. Oh, per 100,000 residents.
Okay, okay.
My bad for not reading the entire thing.
No worries.
Yes. Let's see. Number two, Washington. Let's see. Residents of Washington ranked second and third for fetishes and self-pleasure with the second highest average monthly search for fetishes out of all the states.
Hmm.
And number one,
the
top of the list.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
It's probably like maybe California probably, or like maybe some like repressed state maybe. Like
my first guess was California. as well.
I mean, because there's just so many people.
Yeah.
Like the porn industry's there.
It just seems like.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would have been wrong.
Oh.
The answer.
Tennessee or Kentucky?
The number one sexually aware,
Most
sex confident state in the U.S. is Colorado.
What?
Top the list. As
that seems weird.
Number one sexually aware hotspot in the U.S. with a score of 68.30. The study revealed that Colorado ranked in the top 10 for nearly every category apart from sexual education. Colorado residents ranked first for self-pleasure, sixth for dating, and eighth for safe sex. Got to work on that, Colorado. There we go. Hmm. So there you have it. Information you didn't know you needed.
Right.
Yes.
That seems, yeah. What was it? Sexually confident.
Yes.
Huh.
Yep. So there we go.
I mean, it's a weird whatever list, but.
I know. I'm guessing that since, you know, it's May 1st as we're recording this, that I will get more pitches, or Chubster will get more pitches for different things that kind of fall into that category. So expect more throughout the month. Yes.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on? I feel like it's, you know, it feels like slow going as far as kind of output for things, with Chubster working on a, running shoes for, heavier runners feature. Okay. There are actually some pretty good options out there, which surprised me. Doing some hands-on reviews, well, feet on reviews, I guess. Wearing the shoes, testing them out. So it's a real review by a big guy who does not run that much. So we're going to be focused on comfort, focused on, you know, a lot of the things that people who are just starting to run would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So aiming for that to be out by the end of the month. So I'm sure we'll have more to talk about with that in a future episode. Also working on some cool things around making camping and kind of the outdoors in general a little more inclusive. Camping is kind of where we're starting. Being able to camp when you wear a CPAP is it really limits some of your options. So we're kind of working through some of that, different things to make it a little more comfortable or make it more accessible. So some fun things there, and also working on a bigger feature around making your outdoor space more plus size friendly.
Yeah. That sounds good.
You know, it's, I have definitely run into the issue of having like lawn chairs that where you've blown through them, you fall through the chair, or, you know, that kind of thing. So
it's so interesting when you're with like not big people.
Yeah.
How they don't, I mean, they don't even think about that. And I'm like, can we sit?
Oh, yeah.
In a different spot?
Because
those chairs. No.
I think about that at like, exactly.
I'm like, no, those chairs aren't going to work for me.
Going to restaurants and things like that, even where you're like, okay, that wooden chair, this could go
or
wrong.
Or can I sit in the bench when you get the chairs? Because that'll work better for me.
Or you're having to like lean forward on your legs.
And, yeah.
Like,
you know. I will never relax.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. So definitely going to see more of a focus on some of those things on Chubster just because it's something that people are looking for. We get questions about that stuff. So
got to get outside.
Yeah.
You got to make it. Yeah.
Yep. So a few other things coming later in the summer, but nothing that I can talk about right now. So,
okay.
Yeah. So very excited.
Well, head over to Bearskin, get some shorts and some swimwear, and then head over to Chubster and figure out where you're going to go in those shorts.
Yes.
And swim.
Yes. Please.
Yeah.
Do that. Yep. Hit the Chubster shop.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce.
Great to be back. You made it through.
We made it.
We didn't
die.
Yep.
I'm not finishing that beer.
No.
Definitely. That cough drop kind of ruined that for me today.
Understand.
All right. Well, till next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heavy Conversation. Be sure to like and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your
podcasts.